A defendant in court, a candidate outside it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump out campaigning early this morning. In New York City, cheered by hundreds of construction workers.
You know what? They're very, very talented people. They don't get the credit for it.
That stop in Manhattan before he returns to court this morning for more testimony at the first Trump criminal trial.
It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference.
Now he's upset the judge won't let him go to Washington for a key hearing in a Trump federal case this morning. Fox's David Spuntz outside the Supreme Court.
The justices always claim they want to stay away from politics, but today they're entering the nerve center of the presidential election, whether they like it or not. Now, former President Donald Trump, he claims that the allegations levied against him for trying to allegedly overturned the 2020 presidential election occurred during a time when he was still president. He says, therefore, he cannot be indicted.
Well, so far, lower courts have rejected that Trump immunity claim that he should not be able to be prosecuted. Now in Arizona, 18 Trump associates, including Rudy Giuliani, have been indicted, charged with scheming to overturn the Biden election victory in that state. It's getting louder on college campuses nationwide. That's at the University of Texas, where dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested in Austin. Also arrests from Massachusetts to California, where USC's campus has been shut down. At Columbia in New York City.
You can't intimidate your fellow students and make them stay home from class. Think about that. Is that right?
House Speaker Mike Johnson got booed as the Republican demanded the university president resign if she can't control the anti-Israel demonstrations. The day after President Biden signed a bill that would ban TikTok if the social media app does not cut ties to its Chinese parent company, Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in China.
We have an obligation for our people and indeed an obligation for the world to manage the relationship between our two countries responsibly.
America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Supreme Court's Trump hearing comes the day after justices considered a challenge to Idaho's abortion restrictions and if they violate a federal law unrelated to abortion.
The federal law, the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, says federally funded hospitals have to provide stabilizing care to patients. Justice Sonia Sotomayor questioning if the Idaho law overrides the federal law.
Idaho says, sorry, no abortion here.
Idaho's Attorney General Raul Labrador.
Idaho's law and EMTALA are consistent. They both seek to protect the lives of women and their unborn children.
Doctors face 5 years in prison if they violate Idaho's law. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, there's news on that issue in two other states. Legislation advancing in Tennessee would make it illegal for some adults to help minors get an abortion. Legislators in the Arizona House have voted to repeal an 1864 law banning nearly all abortions in that state.
The issue now moves to the state Senate, where it needs votes from at least two Republicans and all Democrats to move forward. The 160-year-old law briefly went into effect after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, but was blocked. Arizona's Supreme Court recently ruling to uphold the measure, which bars the procedure except to save the life of a mother. The move to repeal the law, which Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs supports, would reinstate a 2022 Arizona law banning abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We'll get an update to the economy later this hour. Growth to start the year. Economists predict a GDP increase in the first quarter just over 2%, down from 3.4% in the last quarter of last year. On Wall Street, stock futures are down before that report, more than 200 points for the Dow. In the NBA playoffs, Miami beat Boston to even that series. Oklahoma City went up 2-0 on New Orleans. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.